tweet at TodaySOR.
Cabinet were this morning set to approve the controversial contract to extend broadband coverage to 540,000 homes, farms and businesses where private connections are not viable outside the Greater Dublin area. Later this morning, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and a number of his senior ministers will unveil the plan, which will be implemented by the National Broadband Ireland Consortium led by US businessman David McCourt. Now, in the past few minutes, Richard Bruton, the Communications Minister, tweeted that it is an historic day for rural Ireland and that the new contract will ensure 1.1 million people across the country will be connected to high-speed broadband. But how long will they have to wait for the service, and when it arrives, will the connection fees be affordable for rural families? I'm joined now by Hildegard Nocton, chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, Climate Action and Environment, and also Fine Gael TD, of course, for Galway West, and also on the line, Social Democrats TD for Kildare North, Catherine Murphy. She's also co-leader of the party. Now, first of all, Hildegard Nocton, in regard to Verona Murphy, do you think that her apology last night for her remarks is going to be sufficient? Or, as we heard from Brendan Howland, he just takes a very poor view of the fact that vulnerable migrants were used to somehow cleanse her record, as it were, on asylum seekers?
I think her comments were ill-informed, and I really believe there is no place for comments like that in public life. But I feel that she apologised immediately, and I think the fact that she did visit the Iraq Centre in Dungarvan and took steps to inform herself and meet people who are directly affected, who asylum seekers who've come from these war-torn countries, I think is a very positive step. And I think anyone who puts their hands up and says they made a mistake and goes about trying to inform themselves, I think is to be welcomed.
And what about Brendan Howland's contention that vulnerable people were used effectively in the Fine Gael by-election campaign, that it was simply wrong of Charlie Flanagan to arrange that?
I think it is quite appropriate, and it shows a leadership from the minister's point of view, and also the fact that Verona went and met these people face to face to understand. And it's only by engaging with people and talking to people that you understand where they're coming from and to understand the issues, the real issues that they have been facing, and the reason why they're here in this country and why we need to embrace them and ensure that as leaders, be it in public office or otherwise, that we are actually very careful in our language and our words matter and what we say matters. And I think it's important that she did go to meet them face to face, and no better way to understand the real issues and challenges facing asylum seekers than to meet them face to face.
Right, and you don't see it as a reflection of panic in your own party and just leading to this, you know, all too convenient road to Damascus moment?
No, I think it's important that we all should be engaging and making sure that we are informed. And if that means talking to different groups, no matter what groups they are across the country, we need to ensure that to have the best understanding about why people are here, why they have come to this country, is to talk to them. And I think that's how we're going to. And it's not just an issue in relation to Verona Murphy. This is a wider issue right across the country, as we know. And we need to ensure that we have facts out there and that we understand the challenges and the difficulties that asylum seekers face. And we need to be welcoming and embracing them and ensuring that we're putting out the correct information, not ill-informed messages.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a few minutes about the broadband, which is the main reason for you coming on the programme today, Hildegard Nocton. But Catherine Murphy, if I can turn to you, you have concerns about whether there will be sufficient uptake from people in rural Ireland for the new service, and you say the costs may end up being prohibitively expensive. Why do you think that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the cost of this whole process was originally estimated at 500 million. It's now 3 billion. And essentially the intervention area went from 800,000 businesses and households to 540,000. And essentially where there is, for example, the uptake of broadband will depend on the cost. So essentially what is being proposed is that the consortium will pass households and then households or business, and then they will decide on whether or not they want to take it. Obviously they will pay for it, and the attractiveness of the attractiveness of that package will determine the take up. But this is a huge amount of public money that has been used, and at the end of the day, the state won't own this network. network, but can purchase it back at the end of 25 years. There is no guarantee that the consortium will have the ability to roll this out in the way, like the one of the concerns was a lack of expertise. And indeed, if you look at their involvement, in particular in the consortium, their involvement, they had an involvement in the MANS contract, which was the forerunner to this national broadband plan, and it actually produced some of the most expensive broadband in Europe. So we have every reason to be concerned. In addition to that, the General Secretary of the Department of Public Enterprise and Reform, you know, said it was a major leap of faith spending this kind of money, and he called on the procurement process to be cancelled and said it was incremental improvements could be made through the National Development Plan. None of us will say that there isn't broadband needed, but this is a very flawed process. And
okay.
A number of entities withdrew from it, citing government and regulatory reasons. So there's a very large amount of public money which has been called a leap of faith.
Hildegard Nocton, one of the things that's emerged is that the contractors will be compensated if they pass homes that have no reason or need or intention to sign up because they're with another company. Now, how much compensation will there be for the contractor for those particular situations?
There won't be compensation. The only way there'll be compensation is if there's a fibre encroachment, and they have and the whole reason we are engaging in this process is because commercial businesses are not willing to go into these areas across rural Ireland, and that is why we, as a state, are going to subsidise this. And there are huge amount of clawbacks, protections for the taxpayer to ensure that not a penny of the subsidy is paid out to National Broadband Ireland until they roll out the broadband. So they're paid in arrears. I have sat on the committee, I'm chairperson of the Communications Committee. We met from May to the end of August, right throughout the summer, looking at other alternatives. We invited whoever wanted to come in to give their alternative.
What's it going to cost the average customer?
That's all part of the contract, and that it has to be fair, and that people who are living in rural Ireland are not paying any more than people living in urban Ireland. So it's all tied into the contract. And just in relation, there's a number of things mentioned there by Deputy Murphy which are completely untrue. In relation to the public ownership, the days of this going into public ownership, that horse bolted when Telecom Éireann was sold by Fianna Fáil 20 years ago. The telecoms infrastructure is almost entirely privately owned, which means the poles and the ducts across the country are owned mainly by Air. So what this new bidder will have to do is use and lease the poles and ducts that are privately owned, and that has been the most cost-effective way of doing this. The European Commission, even this week, last week, has already done a full assessment of fully behind this plan.
One thing I wanted to put to you is that Granahan McCourt, the confirmed lead bidder for Northern Ireland's state-backed broadband scheme, and they're the ones who are getting this contract here, they're claiming in the north that they can connect 100,000 rural homes and premises with high-speed broadband for €190 million. And it's going to cost €3 billion to connect 500,000 homes here, just five times more. I mean, like, do the math. They should be able to do it on a pro rata basis for €1 billion.
They are two completely different issues. And just in relation to Northern Ireland, they have been allocated a pocket of money. They're at the beginning of a process. You mentioned there 100,000 premises. In Ireland here, we're looking at, in the south, 540,000. And we have already determined the technology to be high-speed broadband, fibre. We've got the speeds determined. The level of service is determined here. None of that has been outlined in the north. And you're not comparing like with like.
Okay.
And can I just mention one other issue there?
Briefly,
that came up,
please.
In relation to people in rural Ireland signing up to this. I think it's very insulting to suggest that people in rural Ireland will not take up broadband. I represent an urban and a rural constituency here in Galway West, South Mayo. People in Oranmore, which is a suburb of the city, Menlo, which you could nearly say is in the heart of the city.
Oh, listen, come on, we know every village,
waiting.
You can't go through
they're
all
waiting.
Them.
well, they're waiting for high-speed broadband. And if the opposition want to delay this now, you're saying that by 2026, we would be back at this point again.
Brief.
What we are saying is that everyone will have high-speed broadband by 2026 if we proceed with this
broadband plan today. Catherine Murphy, very briefly, there really is no going back at this stage.
I'm fed up listening to not going back. We're in the position we are, for example, in the National Children's Hospital, because the process went so far there was not going back. We're hearing this non going back each time. If you look at, for example, I really have to take Hildegard up on the committee. It's like the committee went through and there was a universal view. They said it was complex and restrictive and redundant and unfit for purpose, that this whole process, and that they said that the tender was too narrow and excluded other viable options. I think she's misrepresenting what the European Commission said. The European Commission looked at state aid rules, did not fully endorse this. That wasn't the role that they were asked to play. And I think that, you know, essentially when it comes to it, this is a huge amount of money that we'll get to spend once. There's a lot of things in rural Ireland that needs to be done, that essentially and including broadband.
Essentially,
you can't spend that money more than once.
Okay, my thanks to you both, Hildegard Nocton, Fine Gael TD for Galway West and Chair of the Committee on Climate Change and the Environment, and also Catherine Murphy, Social Democrats TD for Kildare North.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.